Learn more at stjude.org.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
Hola, amigos. It is Tuesday, June 4th. Getting ever so much closer to Zion Day. We got a football to talk about. Saints OTAs just got back from there. Jordan, the intern, still there. He will grab head coach Sean Payton. Ooh, what we didn't see today is actually the story of Saints OTA. Moving it up a couple days early, we've been seeing the Thursdays could be the weather. That could be coming later on in the week. We normally see that Thursday. Maybe they made it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Remember, I told you I saw on Twitter yesterday, Cam Jordan saying, let's get at it. And it was at 7 in the morning. So my guess is they probably moved it up a day. Next week, it's mandatory minicamp right now. Right now, it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 11 a.m. to 1:15. It is open to the public. If they change that, move it up one way or another, I let you know. And you know the rule of thumb. If it's outside, you're welcome. If it's indoors, limited space, you're not welcome. It's not. They don't like you, Joey. It's not that they don't want you to hoot at left and right on a catch pass out of the backfield. It's just literally that. The indoor, I mean, we get literally 10 yards. We get, I think, between the 25 and 15. It's like a square, and that's as far as we can move. So we'll keep you posted, but it is exciting, I think, for Saints fans from this standpoint. And we're going to have a fun show today, kind of openly just talk about a handful of topics. Obviously, some observations, as much as you can see, at least for me, in 55 minutes. I did get to see a team drill, so we'll touch on that here in a little bit. Going to hear from Touch them all, Timmy Grubbs, coming up at 2:15. It is Tuesday, so we'll talk cakes, but Major League Baseball storylines as well, of course, when we speak with him. Major League Baseball draft continues through tomorrow, rounds 1 and 2 yesterday. Some big, big local news, obviously, here and in around the area, so we'll touch on that here. Now, I will touch on that in a second as I'm trying to effort a first-round draft pick, if not the head coach right now. So that's coming up during the show. Marlon Favorite is going to join us today, normally on Mondays and Fridays, and had something to do yesterday. So he'll join us today to give his take as to, of course, now you have just this week, next week, then 6 weeks off, and then you get to training camp. Couple of teams, four, I believe, the Giants and Patriots among them, Joey, maybe even the Browns, I think. Mandatory minicamp today. So those teams are almost about to get ready and take their summer hiatus. The Saints were one of the last, if not the last, teams to start OTAs. Just the off-season conditioning program. Again, remember, they went to the NFC Championship game, so they were playing and practicing longer than a lot of other teams. So Sean Payton elected to start literally as late as they possibly could. So that's why you're going to see the Saints still get into some work next week and working right now, and a lot of teams are wrapping up OTAs and mandatory minicamp. So if you go home tonight, you put on SportsCenter, you see the Patriots and the Giants, a couple other teams, mandatory minicamp, you go, wait, why the Saints not? Well, that's why. They waited as long as they could to give everybody, I guess, a little more time. So we'll touch on that and more here as well. David Grubb, Joey, just giving me the thumbs up. He's going to join us at 12:30, one day before the NBA Finals. Lots of storylines, though, going into this as well. Plus, of course, it's not a day where you're not talking speculation as to trade rumors for Anthony Davis, teams moving up and down. We've been focusing a ton, obviously, on the Pelicans and Anthony Davis. Let's talk with David about the rest of the league. What some of the other things. How much is it cloak and dagger right now, which is where it's at? I was asked this morning as a guest on someone else's show. You know, why we're not hearing so much. I again, to me, in my mind, that breakfast last week, really quickly and early, it was, look, this is our stance, we're sticking to it. No hard feelings. And I think Dave was like, no hard feelings as well. So let's chat. I'll keep you abreast of the situation. And I know the teams you kind of like, These are the teams we're kind of thinking. And, you know, stay healthy and I'll stay in touch. I honestly think that's what happened, right? And at the very least, it was an introductory presser, or not presser, but meeting or breakfast of, look, I get everything that you know in the past is what you know and you've experienced, but I look at me. I'm the Pelicans. All right, what was the analogy I used last week? Joey, from that movie where Tom Hanks was the captain, you know, the pirates got him and everything. And yeah, look at me. I'm the captain now. That's it. I think that's David Griffin right now. I think a lot of people have this thought, this idea of what it is and what the Pelicans have been. And I understand it wholeheartedly. But I think in this case, it's one of those things. Look, everything that you know and known, it's the past. So if you want to know anything about the Pels, look at me. I'll tell you. Because from here on out, this is how this organization is going to be. From here on out, this is how it's going to be run. From here on out, this is what's going to happen. Med staff stunk. That's fine. Aaron Nelson. Yeah, I didn't care about winning. Not anymore. They didn't invest. $4.8 million. Just in the health side. I would need basketball people. We hired Trajan Langdon. And I'm a basketball guy. I think that's what he's doing right now. If you looked on Twitter last night, I don't know, Joey, if Jerry was the spot up 3-point shooter, if he even played in the legislative annual basketball game that legislatures have over at the PMAC. There it is. There's a picture of Gail Benson, Alvin Gentry, David Griffin, Dennis Lausch. I guess the Pels are helping that. You can see in the background, Pelicans basketball, t-shirts and stuff. So I guess while the legislators were playing a little basketball yesterday evening, the Pels were hosting or sponsoring or being a part of it. So the Pelicans were out there as well. I love that. That's good. And again, I think that is part of that benefit. And what you're seeing change the perception of that team, right? It wasn't just they sent Gentry out there. Hey, go represent us. Maybe he's, you know, one of the celebrity coaches for one of the teams, the House and Senate. I don't even know how it works, Joey. I don't know how the basketball game sort of goes. But I think sending literally the players, right? You have the owner in Gail. You have Dennis. He's the president. You have David Griffin. He's the head now of the Pelicans. You have Alvin Gentry, the head coach. I mean, they're all there. They were all showing face. Who knows who else was there? I didn't. That's just the only picture that the Pelicans tweeted, showing them all smiles, sitting there and watching a little basketball and talking. And I love it because, again, remember, it's not just about the Pels, but Gail Benson at the owners' meetings a couple weeks ago mentioned and said that she sees herself as, what, a steward for these two franchises. And, you know, post-Gail Benson, she's going to make sure that those franchises are here. New lease agreements for the Dome and the arena, the, you know, proposed expansion or renovations of the Dome, all of that. So, you know, who knows if the arena is going to eventually get a facelift, some additions and things of that nature. So I think it makes sense to see her and everybody up there, you know, shaking hands, kissing babies, and making friends. Makes sense for everybody for that to happen. So we'll talk a little bit about that with David coming up here as well. 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio NOLA is the way to follow over on Twitter. We'll have some fun questions of the day coming up. You know, Joey, overall the month of June, it's a lot of vacation month. A lot of people go out of town. July here as well. And a lot of the sports topics get a little fun, whether it's movies or whatever, especially in that 6-week period when football is done. But look, you're obviously seeing right now the Super Regionals, which I'm going to give you the dates and times and channels for the Baton Rouge Regional. That's all set and done. You got that going on. If you're a soccer fan, you have the Women's World Cup, which starts Friday. The ladies start, I want to say, next Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. They start in the second week. We'll keep you posted on that. Head Coach Kenny Farrell and the chairman of the NPSL, he's going to join us Friday to preview that. He'll also call in tomorrow to preview USA Jamaica, a friendly for the men. And the reason he's doing that is because the Gold Cup starts next week as well. Gold Cup, the CONCACAF Gold Cup. So you have North America, Central America. And they'll play on the, it's two Tuesdays from today. Here is the 18th. So they'll play the 18th, Guyana. So we'll preview the friendly tomorrow, and then we'll keep you posted as we get closer and closer, and have a real life actual soccer coach, Joey, help you with the previewing and all of that. Not that I couldn't preview it for you, but why not get it previewed by somebody that actually coaches the game as well. But the Super Regionals are all set and done. We'll talk some Saints OTAs and some observations next segment. Again, bottom of the hour, David Grubb. But I got to tell you about, of course, all the teams that are in. It's set in stone and are ready to go. And then, of course, I'll wrap up with the schedule for LSU and Florida State. UCLA, a one seed, will play Michigan. They eliminated Oregon State. The three seed yesterday knocks out the one seed over there, the Beavers. They had the number one player in the Major League Baseball draft yesterday. I don't know if you saw it over the weekend, but he got walked with the bases loaded. They rather walk in a run, which is pretty incredible when you think about it. And they walked in a player than do that. Pretty incredible. Adley Rutschman. I think Rutschman, the Orioles selected Adley Rutschman from Oregon State, the first pick. And pretty incredible when you think about it. He got walked, right? So anyway, yesterday was rounds one and two. And today is rounds 3 through 10, rounds 11 through 40, Joey, on Wednesday. So 40 rounds of the Major League Baseball draft. Going on there. All right, so UCLA and Michigan. Bit of an upset there, obviously, in Corvallis. The Oklahoma City Regional was won by Oklahoma State. They were the one seed, and they will face the Lubbock Regional winner, Texas Tech. So Texas Tech, Oklahoma State. And it's in Lubbock. Over in L.A., it's UCLA hosting Michigan. The other one is in Fayetteville. Pairs two SEC schools, Arkansas and Ole Miss, both were one seeds in the Fayetteville and Oxford Regional. So this one will be in Fayetteville. Arkansas will host the Super Regional there. Baton Rouge Regional, LSU and Florida State. The Noles, of course, eliminating the number one seed in Athens, the Georgia Bulldogs. So on one side of the bracket, LSU, Florida State, Ole Miss, Arkansas, Texas Tech, Oklahoma State, UCLA, Michigan. That's one side. The other side, you got Vandy coming out of Nashville. They're a one seed and a favorite to win the whole thing. Duke is a three seed. They eliminated the one seed in Morgantown in West Virginia. So Blue Devils, Commodores in Nashville, and that's super. The other super regional, ECU, are the American Conference. They come out of Greenville, and they will take on Louisville as they win the Louisville regional and will host the Supers there. Did you see, by the way, I saw this yesterday in a game, I think it was the Louisville pitcher, threw a pitch, he thought it was a strike, it was called the ball, he mouths to the umpire, Joey, that's terrible. Turns his back, starts walking back towards the mound, and the umpire takes two steps in front of home plate, takes his mask off, and tosses him. Threw him out of the game, ejected him for the pitcher yelling in his direction. That's terrible. It's bad enough he got tossed in the game for that. Again, this is just my opinion. But in seeing this last night, I didn't realize this. And Graf, if you're listening, correct me if I'm wrong, but I saw this on two different shows, including PTI. It's a 4-game suspension. He just got tossed. For the Supers. I don't know where he is or if he's a setup guy, starter, closer. I'll be honest with you. I wasn't looking at the inning in the little box score. But he got tossed for saying that's terrible on a call. I'm sorry. That's ridiculous as an umpire. way too much power in that aspect of it. That is extremely thin skin. And reading the story, apparently the final pitch of the game was even more controversial, and he blew that one. So apparently this guy's a clown, and you can't do that. Now, if it's an expletive, if it's obscenities, if it's your mother's this, that's terrible. You're bothered that much as a home plate umpire by hearing that's terrible, that you're knocking them out four games. You're knocking them out the super regionals. First off, that's a dumb rule. That's a dumb rule. I mean, for arguing balls and strikes or something happening, so if the coach argues and you toss him, he's out for the next round? That's ridiculous. That didn't happen in the majors. Like, if you contact an umpire, you're tossed. That didn't happen in the NBA. Like, I'm trying to think of other sports where, other than soccer, I think soccer is the one, right? You get a red card and you're out the next game. Am I right on that if y'all are listening? But I'm trying to think, right? I'm a Cubby, right? So I'm thinking Joe Madden. Joe Madden comes out to argue. He's not tossed the next game, is he? He's tossed that game. Hit the showers. That's the phrase. Hit the showers is not see you next week. That's not the phrase. Like, I can't believe that's the rule. I cannot believe that it's a four-game suspension. I mean, he throws the baseball at him. He knocks him in the head. He shoves the umpire. There's an altercation. Hey, you can't touch the umpire. I agree with that. That's terrible. That merits a four-game suspension. That's not what we're trying to accomplish here, right? I mean, we're talking about a tournament with emotion. I'm speaking to you LSU fans and Southern Miss fans that were watching this weekend because that's what I was watching, right? The emotions. I saw it on Twitter. Fire Maneri. Then they love Maneri. I mean, it's funny, right? But those emotions that you faced and felt watching LSU this past weekend, you're a fan and you felt that. Imagine playing in the game. I'm just thinking, just off the top of my head, Zach Hess gives up the grand slam to tie the game. The next pitch, he says that's terrible on a pitch that he believes is a strike. What would you be saying today if Zach Hess would have got tossed, not only that game, but for the Supers? You'd be losing your minds. Rightfully so. Again, emotion of the game. Gave up a grand slam. Next pitch, down the middle. Blue says too high, too low. Hess goes, come on. And the umpire tosses him. Could you imagine losing him for four games? I mean, I'm trying to grasp my head. I might need to call Todd. That just doesn't make any sense. Four-game suspension for that pitcher for Louisville. For saying that's terrible. Anyway, Louisville ECU in the Louisville Super Regional. Starkville will host Stanford. Stanford coming out of the Stanford Regional. So Starkville, this side of the other Super, and the final Super, Chapel Hill, UNC, and Auburn, the two seed, coming out of the Atlanta Regional, defeating Georgia Tech over there. And let's be honest, a feel-good story there, right? Rob Rambert, the voice of the Auburn Tigers, tragically passing away recently. You wonder if a little emotion, and kind of a feel-good story for me. I wouldn't mind seeing Auburn get to Omaha just because of that, right? But 800-998-1003, you baseball fans out there, coaches too. What, can you imagine being tossed four games? I'm honestly trying to think, Little League coaches, hear me out. Call me. High school coaches, anybody know, is that the rule for you guys too? If you get tossed in a game, are you ejected four games? Is that an NCAA tournament rule? I need to find out during a break here. That doesn't seem right. Four games? That's extreme. Sports Hangover Hour number one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident. Ring the King. 504-909-KING is the way to give them a buzz. K KingInjuryFirm.com is the website. You can read blogs, videos, click the About Us section, see all the attorneys that are part of them as well. Real simple. It doesn't cost you to call. And if you don't win, they don't win, right? So no money comes their way unless you win. It's that easy. So see if they can help you. Ring the King, 504-909-KING, listening to the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
I'm going out of West where I belong.
Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
It's the Bigger Things sales event going on now at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, and Homa. Come and get a great deal on Ram today. See all of their new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right one should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram truck or van at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Homa. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Bailey's Tire Service is your one-stop shop auto repair center. Their goal is to satisfy customer needs that walk through the door with their selection of Cooper, Mastercraft, and Toyo tires. Bailey's Tire Service will treat your ride like their ride. So for auto repairs from oil changes, brake repairs, Bailey's Tire Service is your complete auto repair shop. Visit them online at baileystireservice.com or check them out on Facebook.
Your life is mobile. So is your bank. As a State Bank and Trust Company account holder, you can check your balances, view transactions, transfer funds, and pay bills anywhere or anytime with State Bank and Trust Company's online banking or mobility app. Call or stop by any State Bank and Trust location for all the details. State Bank and Trust Company, Cajun banking, served just the way you like it. Member FDIC.
At Thibodeau Regional, we're proud to announce we've received HealthGrades 2017 Outstanding Patient Experience and Patient Safety Excellence Awards. What's more, we're the only hospital in Louisiana to achieve both awards 4 years in a row. Why should this matter? Because it confirms two things: our commitment to quality and your satisfaction, both very important when it comes to your family's health care. Thibodeau Regional, once again recognized by HealthGrades for providing outstanding quality care. For more info, go to Thibodeau.com.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
The man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
800-998-1003, the Super Regional in Baton Rouge, LSU 40-24, Knowles 39-21. Game one is Saturday, 2 p.m. on Saturday. You can catch it on ESPN. Game two, Sunday, ESPN 2 will broadcast, and first pitch will be 5 p.m. Game three, if necessary, will be on Monday at 7:30, and will be televised on ESPN. So game one, Saturday, 2 o'clock, ESPN. Sunday, game two, ESPN 2 at 5. So game one at 2, game two at 5. ESPN on Saturday, ESPN 2 on Sunday. 800-998-1003. As, again, trying to get some clarification, who better than the man that's called college baseball and my best friend over 20 years. But 25, 26, Todd, I keep losing count every time I get you on. How you doing?
Good, Gus.
Okay, so explain to me. You saw it. I saw you tweet about it. You know what I'm talking about. It was the Louisville pitcher, correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
It's their closer.
Oh, my. Okay, so it's their closer. Yeah. He throws a pitch. It's inside. It looks like a strike. He says that's terrible. He grabs the ball from the catcher, turns around to go back to the mound. That's it. Doesn't wail his arms or anything. Umpire gets bent out of shape, tosses him. Now, Todd, am I right? Is that a four-game suspension?
I always thought it was three. I didn't know that they added a game. Actually, two of our players in 2016 had three-game suspensions for kind of not agreeing with an umpire's call. And this was late in the year, as a matter of fact. It was Jake Wilsey and Hunter Williams. Both were suspended. And, again, these were big, big ball games at the time. I know Wilsey got accidentally, when he was thrown out at the plate, and on a bang-bang play at the plate, and he kind of tossed his helmet, and the helmet came up, and it accidentally kind of scraped the ump. And he was gone for three games at the end of the year, and Hunter Williams actually argued balls and strikes, and he was suspended for three games too. I don't recall it being four unless that's a new rule. Whatever it is, it's ludicrous. And like you said in your semi-rant, which I think was a little kind, I wouldn't have been as kind. That's a joke. That is an absolute joke that an umpire, and you're exactly right when you're talking about a soccer referee issuing a red card. Nobody's got that kind of power. And for him to do that in that situation, heat of the moment, is ridiculous. And, you know, I saw the tweets from national writers, and, you know, I saw Aaron Fitt, and he mentioned something.
Yeah.
There's got to be some type of an appeal process on that.
It is a four-game suspension, Rule 226 on page 24. So if you have a rule book, you can see it yourself. It's listed on line three of the misconduct chart.
Right.
There you go. It's unbelievable.
Well, But the thing is that I guarantee you, and I tweeted this out, there will be no reprimand for that umpire. He'll probably be umping this weekend. I would almost guarantee it. And the NCAA or umpires, they're always going to back the umpire. They're never going to back the player. It's just not going to happen.
So the NCAA's security rules editor, his name is Randy Burns. There's a picture on Twitter of the letter
Randy.
Itself.
Yeah.
He says, regarding ejection of Louisville student-athlete, the Louisville pitcher was ejected in the bottom of the ninth inning with two outs for, quote, disputing an umpire's decision and unsportsmanlike conduct directed at the home plate umpire.
Right.
The in-game ejection carries...
since the beginning of time.
Right. The in-game ejection for a pitcher carries an automatic four-game suspension.
Right. Now, does that sound like someone who's going to overturn a ruling or side on the...
That sounds like don't even bother picking up the phone.
Exactly.
That's unbelievable. You're a soccer guy, too. And not even the red card means you're done next game, right?
Yes. If you get a red card in the Premier League, you can't play
next game. That's one game. Imagine in the World Cup... a red card knocks you out four games. It wouldn't happen. People would lose their minds.
No. You know, the thing about it is, that kid can't play the first two games of the Super Regional against ECU. That is a huge advantage for the Pirates. Now, I'm going to be rooting for the Pirates because they're in Tulane's conference, and I know a lot of those guys on the staff and the play-by-play guys, so I'm rooting for ECU. That's a huge advantage, man. I mean, Louisville's closer cannot play in the first two games because they actually had to play. He had to serve two games already. Louisville played twice yesterday, and they advanced. So, but yeah, I mean that kid would have been closing out the final game yesterday, and he was not eligible. And it's unbelievable. But like I said, they're just going to point to a rule book, and that's that.
I'm baffled.
There will be no appeal process.
Yeah.
No, I
had to get you on because that does make any sense to me. Four games. That doesn't even happen in the NBA when you hit a high number of technicals, right? And you hit the magic number for technicals during the season, you get suspended a game. You get suspended a game.
Well, if you
get a flagrant two, you're done that game. And I think the next game, it isn't four. I mean, I'm just, that's ridiculous. So if I argue a ball and strike in the College World Series, I'm done for four games?
That's pretty much what it looks like, Gus.
I mean, imagine a coach arguing. He's done?
Well, Gus, I was just about to say, remember Travis Jewett on the Cody Hosey non-home run call against UCF. He went absolutely ballistic and was suspended two games. And he went crazy.
Now, Travis he was Sewell suspended by conference, or is that a rule?
That's a rule.
I'm trying to understand. Is it just because it's a pitcher? Then I mean, that's what I'm confused.
I've never heard of it, Gus. I mean, yeah. Honestly, I've never.
I mean, I'm reading it from your guy, Randy Burns, the NCAA baseball security rules editor. So, if you have a rule book,
I know players have been ejected and suspended for three games. I didn't know the four game.
That's what I'm saying. Is it different depending on who the player is? Like, is the right fielder a game? I mean, is it just because he's a pitcher? It's more?
Honestly, I should know, but I don't because I've never seen it. I've never seen it.
That's why I'm giving it time because it's unprecedented to me. This makes no sense. Four games for a guy. I mean, that's incredible.
Who the ump is, but I'm sure he'll have a great time in Super Regional this weekend.
Can you imagine, you heard my example, could you imagine, I mean, Baton Rouge still wouldn't be working right now. I mean, people would be, they'd be, you know, pitchforks and blowtorches.
I would have been suspended for life. I mean, I would have been.
I mean, I'm talking about the emotion of the game. I mean, the guy's trying to close a game, you're trying to go to Super, he goes, that's terrible. It's probably because it's been built up. He probably has been calling bad balls and strikes.
Just warn the kid, you know. Yeah. Hey, calm down.
Exactly.
I know what the situation is.
That's it. Bingo.
Calm down. I don't want to hear
bingo
it anymore. I don't
bingo
want to hear it.
Bingo.
That's all you got to say, and it bingo never happens again. It
bingo
never happens again.
That's the example I used. Imagine Zach Hest after he gives up the grand slam homer. The next pitch is down the middle. It's called the ball. He goes, you're kidding me. And he gets tossed for four games. Just imagine. It's incredible. It's incredible. Todd, before I let you go, man, thanks for clearing that up. In case you do get your hands on a NCAA baseball rulebook, it's page 24.
Thanks.
It's page 24 if you want to go waste time on that. I'm going to have Coach Travis Jewett on. I just got confirmation here at 1:30. How do you feel this morning? Cody Hosey, you call this season a magical season for him and your Dodgers. He's putting on the Dodger hat in a video on the Tulane Twitter page.
Unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I texted Brandon Gomes, who was a former Tulane pitcher, played in the major leagues, who is now very high up in the Dodger organization. And I texted him this morning, and he's just so excited. He sent me a roll wave, and I said, man, it's awesome because not only can the kid play baseball, but he's a great kid. He's a better kid off the field than he is on. I mean, it's just, they're getting the total package. He has earned everything he's gotten, and I'm so excited for him. And I know Coach Jewett's going to tell you the same thing, but that's a kid again who got drafted last year. He said, you know what? I'm going to get better. Mm-hmm. And he did. He worked his tail off in the off season, and all the hard work paid off. And he's going to sign a contract, and he's hopefully going to be at Chavez Ravine one day. And that's just big time. And hope he doesn't forget the little people.
Yeah, no. Look, I was happy. I'm happy for him, obviously. And you being a Dodger guy, two picks away, the Cubs, 27, and they went and got a guy that was ranked 109th. So, you know, but I mean, so you saw the pictures of his party there, his watch party. Cub hats all around and everything. He's a Cub fan. Would have been great. But if he's not going to my team, I can't be happier for a guy that we saw here locally. Going the only first round player here locally. And to go to your team. So there you go.
Yeah. No, it's awesome. And, just kind of shows you too that you can develop, you know, when a lot of kids, don't go to college. Some, you know, obviously if you're drafted high enough in high school, a lot of kids go. But if you go to college, you can develop yourself in 3 or 4 years to a position where you can be taken high in the major league draft. So I just think it's a great a statement as far as playing college baseball too. Because, you know, Hosey, look, he hit 5 home runs last year. 5.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Five to a first round pick.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It's a good story. So I wanted to have Coach on, and obviously we're trying to get a hold of him. He's busy right now, but It's a big story. And then Josh Smith from LSU going in the second round, 67th to the Yankees. So we'll wait to hear if some other players get selected, because it's 40 rounds through Wednesday. So you got the other rounds going today. Todd, thanks for jumping in quickly on short notice. I had to get reference here. Don't forget.
That's horrible.
Page 24 horrible. On the NCAA baseball rule book.
We're gone.
Yep. You and Randy Burns, best friends. That's ridiculous. A four-game suspension.
Read the book.
Thank you, Todd.
Right. Yep.
There he goes, Todd Graffinini. 25 years plus calling baseball. Again, that's ridiculous. So coach goes bananas. He gets two. It's got to be where it's a different player position-wise, because he's a pitcher. It's worse. I'm just trying to think of example. Emotions get to you. You have to understand that as an umpire. Just imagine Zach Hess, next pitch. He thinks it's a strike. Blue ball. Come on. What did you? You're out of here. Four games. Imagine not having your closer. Or imagine not having anybody of note. Duplantis out four games. Pick a player. That was their closer. Got tossed. Four games for saying that's terrible. Sports Hangover continues next with David Grubb of Crescent City Sports on ESPN New Orleans.
Listen up. Do you have an old mobile home? Get $10,000 for it in trade equity. Trade it. Remove it. Replace it. HOMA's best program. Call 985-872-2850 if that old trailer house has got to go. Only at HOMA's Clayton Homes. Remember, HOMA's best trade-in program. Call now, 985-872-2850, or check them out on Facebook. So get rid of that old mobile home and get $10,000 for it. HOMA's Clayton Homes.
Hulu's paying Tobin Heath, Carly Lloyd, Mallory Pugh, and other U.S. soccer stars a lot of money to do a new goal celebration called Hulu Has Live Sports. Why? It's simple. Because Hulu has live sports. You can watch the biggest games and sporting events like the Women's World Cup this summer on 60-plus top channels. No cable required. Plus, you can stream the entire Hulu library. Start your free trial of Hulu today. Live TV plan required. Restrictions apply. Learn more at Hulu.com.
Lawn lovers, run with us on a John Deere Z500 Series Z-Track mower. Built to mow better, faster with an Excel deep mower deck. Because whether you're up against the clock or a busy day, this zero turn gets it done in almost no time at all. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Test drive a Z500 Series Z-Track mower at your John Deere dealer during the Take Your Turn sales event.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that next job done. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. Like our free AutoZone Fix Finder service. If your check engine light is on, our Fix Finder service will help troubleshoot the likely issue. And if you want a repair shop to help with the job, we know some of the best ones around. Getting the job done just got easier. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Women Heart is in a race to save lives. Heart disease is the number one killer of women. It's 80% preventable, if you know the facts. Millions of women are living with or at risk of different types of heart disease, like AFib, which is a type of irregular heartbeat. It affects both women and men, but women with AFib have a higher risk of stroke and death than men. Get educated. See your doctor. Know the facts. Diet and exercise are key to staying healthy. Know the risks. Women Heart does something really unique, solely focusing on women and providing peer-to-peer support. To win this race, we all have to do it together. Our hearts beat as one. To learn more, visit womenheart.org.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back. Sports Hangover. Travis Jewett, head coach of the Tulane Green Wave, will join us at 1:30. Josh Smith, the Tiger, going to the Yankees, 67th overall. David Grubb joining us from Crescent City Sports, LSU as well. You were paying attention to the regionals over the weekend, weren't you?
Oh, yeah. I was out there for two of the three games.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask, obviously you saw it, and I just finished talking to Todd about it again. It just kind of popped up in conversation. Did you see the story of the Louisville closer being tossed for saying that's terrible, and it carries a four-game suspension?
Yeah, I thought that was ridiculous. You know, he didn't argue balls and strikes. He wasn't arguing, and he's, you know, you're in the ninth inning of a game that he's trying to close out, and the kid says, he's a kid. Again, this is, these are not pros. These are young men. And the umpire made himself the center of attention by doing that. Let the game play out. If you want to give him a warning, if you want to warn the manager, you know,
right,
the head coach, and say, don't let him say that again. But to throw him out immediately for something that you couldn't even hear audibly is ridiculous. I just think that was, I thought it was completely ridiculous. And I thought for the suspension, and then on top of that, for it to be four games, you don't get four games in Major Leagues for plunking people. So I just thought it was ridiculous.
I'm with you, David. I'm trying to think, and you know, you cover the NBA as well. I'm trying to think here, even in college football, we saw that this year with Devin White, right? If you do the targeting, it's a game. I mean, it's a half. I mean, it's
right.
It's not four games in the NBA. If you do technicals throughout the season, you hit the magic number. It's a game. If you get a flagrant two, I think it's a game the next game, right? But it's not
right.
Four. I'm trying to think of anything else that's four.
And in college baseball, four games that's huge impact. That's his season now. Because
yeah,
there's only three, you know. So basically he's lost the season and his team has lost their closer at the most critical part of the year. And I just, that's just insane.
That's the most illogical thing I've ever heard in my life. I mean, seriously, I cannot think. I mean, you got to do PED usage in the NFL to get four games. I mean, it's like the guy said that's terrible.
You can abuse your wife and
right,
get four games
right
in the NFL.
It doesn't make any sense.
He didn't use profanity.
No.
He didn't call the ump a name.
No.
He just made a statement with pitchers or any athlete has said at some point during a game. If you throw everybody out who says that's a bad call, you're not going to have anybody on the field.
I cannot for the life of me. And I read the letter that was sent. I mean, it was so cold. It was like, it warrants it. Here's the rule. See ya. Good night. Randy Burns, official rule guy.
What do we always talk about rules? The thing is always, what is the letter of the law?
The intent.
What is the spirit of the law?
Exactly.
And that is outside the intent. He did not degrade the umpire. And he did not disrupt the game.
No.
Everybody could have moved on.
Anyway, so your thoughts watching LSU move on. Look, they're facing a Florida State team here over the weekend that I guess is playing for their coach, right? Coach Martin here, retiring, never won a World Series. So they're coming a little bit different than maybe some of the teams that LSU faced. When I talked with Chris Blair yesterday, though, I said I think the two wins that they did have against Southern Miss probably helped for a weekend like this.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing to come out of the weekend was the pitching. Game one with Marceau, he's been very good his last three starts. He was outstanding against Auburn, and then he comes in first game, and he was just great for LSU. I think that's huge for them. If he's the game one pitcher this weekend, he has to win that game. And then what you saw in the second game against Southern Miss, is that the bullpen to come in and do four and two-thirds innings of scoreless baseball, work out a bases-loaded jam, get outs when they needed to, and silence those Southern Miss bats when they were rallying. I thought that was a great sign for LSU. And then to get the offense that they got out of guys like Garza, I thought that was extremely important. They were able to hit the long ball. They were able to extend innings and get some two-out hits. So LSU's playing, they won 10 out of their last 13. They're playing their best baseball right now. So I think the biggest thing that everybody was waiting on was for the pitching to come around, and it has lately. So I think that they're in good position. But, yeah, Florida State's as hot as anybody.
Speak with David Grubb, Crescent City Sports. DM Grubb's the way to follow him over on Twitter. So your thoughts, what do you think would be the key when it comes to LSU and the Noles here this weekend?
It's game one. LSU can't go deep into their bullpen in game one. That's going to be key for the weekend. You know, the temperature was ridiculous on the field last week. And I think you saw teams like Arizona State and Southern Miss to an extent when they had to use so many pitchers to get out of games. It makes it impossible as you go deeper, to play the second and third game. So I think winning game one is the key for LSU. They've got to keep the scores, manageable. They can't play double digits with, Florida State. Florida State has more power than LSU. I think the top of their order is a little bit stronger. So LSU has to be very careful, in that regard. And then you're going up against a great pitcher, most likely in that first round when you're taking on, CJ Van Eyck, 10 wins in 16 games this season. I think he struck out, over almost 120 batters this season. So he's a guy who makes people miss. So LSU's going to have to be patient. They're going to have to, slap some singles. They're going to have, DePlantis is, maybe that's the approach they're going to have to take. It's just keep driving the ball where it's pitched and try to get on base, walk, and extend innings and try to get the Florida State bullpen.
All right, David, let's get into it here quickly. We got the breaking news, I guess if you can call it that. I wanted to talk a little NBA, but there it is. What's your breaking news bed sounder there, David? Sam Serenia, Yahoo Sports. It has begun. According to him, teams have been placing phone calls on Anthony Davis, and Pelicans executive VP David Griffin has begun listening to teams. So, all right, we're now listening to teams and their offers, David. But let's have fun with this because I've been calling this the funny season around here in that you're starting to see, not coincidentally, right, Memphis not high on Ja. I know you're like me. I've been daydreaming about, sure, you don't want him. I'm trading him to the Knicks. Then you saw the Knicks. I like the Atlanta 8-10 picks. Maybe do that. How much is real? How much is not? But let's start with the fact that, okay, now there is at least a report that teams are calling. Griff is listening. Clearly that tells me breakfast last week was, dude, it's not happening. All right, no problem. Peace out.
Right, and he's got to start gauging this now because I think deals will keep changing. Offers will keep changing as we get closer and closer to the draft and teams start evaluating what the players that they want to take going forward, because the optimum part of this deal is that whoever the Pelicans make a trade with is agreed to before the draft. You allow that team you're making the trade with to draft that player, sign that player, so that they're under contract to that team, and then you're able to get around the Stepien rule of saying that you can't take number one picks in consecutive drafts. So if you get a team like the Knicks, or if you get a team like the Clippers or whomever, and you get them to sign that pick and give it to you, then next year you can take one of their number ones that they've gotten and maybe their second if they've traded with another team. So like the Clippers have that Miami pick next year. So maybe you can get both of their picks next season. Same with the Knicks. They have that Dallas pick. So you can get maybe both of their picks next season. You want to have as many swings at the plate as possible. And the best way to do that is to have a partner who's going to draft your player on draft day. So I think, a lot of things will change. But, yeah, Anthony Davis gave David Griffin no indication that he wants to stay. I think he did him the polite and businesslike thing of saying, I'll meet you face-to-face. And he's entrenched in his spot. I mean, I think he dug himself into a spot where he can't get out of it. There's no reasonable way for Anthony Davis to get out of this. Everybody says he can just apologize or whatever, or say, I'm taking the deal. But I just don't see a situation where he would feel comfortable coming back, knowing that Zion Williamson steps off the plane, has a shoe deal, has endorsements maybe totaling $80 to $100 million, and Anthony Davis becomes the second guy or even the third guy on this team. I just don't see that being the situation you want.
So when you take a look at all of these, chats and rumors here and everything, do you think it's a draft day trade? Do you think this happens a little before that?
It can be agreed to before that, but I don't think we'll get the details. I think Griffin wants to keep this as quiet as possible, and he wants teams to bid against each other. Mm-hmm. So I think it'll stay quiet up until the last minute. Probably there'll be a leak. There always is the day or two before the draft. But through these next 18 days, leading up to it, there are 16, 17 days now. So leading up to it, I think there'll be a lot of smoke screens, a lot of, lies told by general managers and by insiders, so to speak. And we always go through this, but I do think that there will be a deal in place that's announced either the night of the draft or the day after the draft.
There he is, DM Grubb, at DM Grubb's the way to follow over on Twitter, Crescent City Sports. Thanks for joining us on short notice, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, always a pleasure, my friend.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Quick break. We come back. Look, look, look at that. Just have a key to the building now, apparently.
Or there's other ways for me to get in. You just didn't know it.
That is very true. Apparently part of the Jordan the intern ways to enter a domicile.
I mean, I may have learned a thing or two from Jordan. I will not confirm nor deny that.
Speaking of, we were sitting there at Saints. Well, yeah. Well, look, here's the thing. We're sitting at OTA today, right? And, you know, there's music being played during stretchy time and the first part of drills.
Yeah.
He's like, who's this? Who's this? He thinks, you know, he's a DJ.
No.
Because I don't know any of these songs.
No, no.
And I'm like, I don't know. What is this? He's like, it's Murder. I'm like, what? And apparently the name of the song is Murder. He's like, yeah, yeah. Now, again, classic Jordan. I'm like, sing it. He goes, it's murder here, murder there, murder, murder. I'm like, so you know like the one or two catchwords of a song.
Yeah, but that's all you need these days.
Yeah, and I'm like, and of all songs, Murder.
You don't need very much these days to make a hit.
Do you even know what song he's talking about?
I have no idea.
Okay, it's Murder.
That's good enough for me.
When he comes in, I'll ask him. I honestly have no idea what song he's talking about.
It's okay.
It's Murder, though. That's what he said. He just kept saying, it's Murder. I'm like,
you just don't know. That's all. You just don't
know what you're talking about. Let's talk more about this kind of big news, right? Sham says the calls have begun. There it is. Calls have begun.
As if they weren't calling.
Oh,
before.
I know. We've been saying that. I mean, that's what breakfast was last week. It was, look, no problem.
I got laughed at when I said the reason why they were having breakfast and not dinner was because it wasn't going to last long.
The time of day determines all of that. We'll talk Saints observations. We'll do all that and more. Don't go anywhere. It's the Sports Hangover Hour 1 brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims. Insurance companies, you've been injured in an accident, ring the King, 504-909-KING. Sports Hangover in ESPN New Orleans.
Warm weather means baseball, but it also means swarming termites. Hi, I'm Nichols baseball coach Seth Thibodeau. When I want to strike out termites, I put the local experts Dan Foster and Billy Foster in the game. Terminex targets termites where they live and eliminates the colony. Call a local team at Terminex of Houma for a free inspection and quote on termite protection. It will be a home run.
Terminix is a proud supporter of Nichols Athletics.
If you're looking for a reason to work with a local GEICO agent, I have all of them. Because I'm the voice of reason. Reason 1, GEICO agents could help you save on more than car insurance. Reason 2, they can help tailor your policy to fit your needs. Reason 3, they're local. And 4, they're local. Yes, I already said that, but it's still a good reason.
And if you're looking for more ways to save, your local GEICO agent could help with more than just your auto insurance. Stop by or give them a call today. They're here to help.
Thursdays have lunch with the Sports Hangover at our ESPN Lunch Club as we're live at Vinny's in Metairie, 3217 Ridgelake Drive. Each and every Thursday, we'll do the show live from Vinny's where you can enjoy delicious fresh wraps, burgers, and more. Vinny's is also home to the best happy hour in town, 3 to 7 p.m. every day. And that happy hour includes signature cocktails. Stop in this and every Thursday at Vinny's, 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie for the Sports Hangover, 12 to 3 p.m. on ESPN New Orleans.
When it comes to the playoffs, coverage is everything. The same applies to the wireless game. With Straight Talk Wireless, you get full nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks, but for up to 50% less than those big carriers charge. For the exact same high-speed networks, it's like getting full-court coverage at half-court prices. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
You know, still remember the day of the World Cup way back when, Mr. Brian Nolese, in the photo booth.
Yeah.
You and I shared a moment. Not that kind of moment, but you and I were sharing a moment of you doing a smoker's cough, and then we went and took pictures in the photo booth of the World Cup. It was fun.
I would never forget that.
Yeah.
Thanks for the horrible memory.
Thank you, Jeff. That was fun. That kind of began my interest in soccer, obviously, with World Cups, right?
Same, yeah.
And since then, obviously, missing the World Cup last year.
Yeah, that was a
I always watch the Women's World Cup. It's fun, especially since they're good. The Gold Cup's coming. I'm paying more attention to the men's team because, let's see, there's changes, firings of coach, changing at the top, all that stuff. And probably because I think my kid's going to start playing soccer. I'm horrible at it, but, you know, Coach Kenny Farrell, he's got a camp. We're going to, you know.
Good luck with that.
Get out there. I want to retire. So, I've been paying attention a lot more, I guess, to other things. Champions League game, Liverpool winning, all that stuff. Tomorrow, USA, Jamaica, friendly. Coach will come on and give us a preview of that. But just now, Twitter's going nuts. Rafael Esparza, VSI Doc Sports, way to follow him on Twitter, Mr. Vegas.
Yeah.
Mr. Vegas says, hate to interrupt your summer Saints talk.
He hates
OTA talk. He says, but something big just happened. And this is it.
Challenge won by Paul McCown. Way up from distance. Throws down well by Zagadou. Another hit. And the ball is dropped there. And the rebound is smashed down by Radek. The U.S. lead late on a Burgos. What a turnaround.
That is the U.S. Under 20 World Cup going on in Poland right now. And the U.S., I'm just reading the headline. Shocking France in the round of 16, and they were a plus 575 heading into the game. So basically, there was no way France was losing.
Huge upset right here.
Yeah, it's a big upset. And again, why does it matter? That's the under 20. That's why it's called U20. Basically, anybody under 20 years old, that's what that is. So that's the next gen, the up-and-coming kids for the U.S. Look, anytime you get to put on your country's jersey, however you feel about a lot of different things, that's awesome.
Yeah,
right?
No question.
And here they are. I mean, I don't know where they go. I mean, but again, it's a nice upset here. I'm just trying to find any hope. When you don't make the World Cup and basically everybody in the world makes it, you're in a bad place. So, hey, congrats to the young Yanks.
I love the idea that, you know, young kids are starting to get more into soccer. I'm just not going to believe the U.S. is going to be able to compete with, you know, teams like Argentina and Germany and, you know, of the likes, because their best players play soccer.
Yeah, we always talk about that all the time. They're LeBrons.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking about their guys. Landon Donovan was probably the best U.S. player people recognize.
Mm-hmm.
He's like 5'6". Their best players, Cristiano Ronaldo, what's he, 6'7"?
Yeah, well, he's not 6'7".
6'4", I think.
Yeah.
He's 6'4".
But I've always said this. I would have loved to, like, just imagine. Can you imagine LeBron as the U.S. goalkeeper? Now, I said that to Coach Kenny Farrell. He goes, it wouldn't work. I'm like, why? He's like, you have to have athleticism. You need almost to respond. I'm like, no, look at the wingspan on him. You tell me who's getting a ball past him. You know, I honestly, his athleticism, I would like to see him at goalie.
LeBron?
Yes. I would just like to see his athleticism at goalie. Hey, he's part owner of Liverpool. He has some stake and share in Liverpool. He's a huge soccer guy. Like he has share in his stake.
I don't want him at goalie. Put him at like forward or something like that. I want to see him on a break.
You want to see him out running?
Can you imagine?
Well, who's tackling?
Exactly, all 6'8" right. of him, right. Full speed down the pitch. He doesn't even have to do anything.
Well, no one's pulling him down, I can assure you.
No. And Ronaldo's 6'2", by the way.
6'2".
Yeah.
Well, Messi's the 5'7" guy. Messi's like my height, you know.
But he's ridiculous.
No, he's ridiculously quick. But anyway, congrats to them for getting the win. So, look, anytime you win, you got to give them props.
Yeah,
we come back. Travis Jewett's going to join us at 1:30 to talk a little of Cody Hosey going in the first round for the Green Wave. 1:15, Marlon Favorite is quick takes on Saints wrapping up OTAs this week. What we saw this morning, I'll tell you that next is the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans. We all live for the sun.